Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, host and CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry. Praise God. I am an author. I'm an inspirational writer of daily devotionals on Facebook. And I, most of all, am a customer service agent for Jesus. And what I do is service souls. Praise God. Amen. I love the Lord. And I am so glad to be here with you today on Blog Talk Radio, praising and lifting up the name of Jesus. And so I'm here today, and I hope that you will call in and join me, and we'll talk about distractions that cause us to get out of alignment with God. Do you have any distractions? Are you being distracted? Oh, my God, by things, and they have caused you, and you really hadn't thought about what was going on, but it has come to your attention that these distractions have caused you to get out of alignment with God. Well, I'm going to talk about it today. And I pray, God, that you will call in, praise God, and talk about it with me. And if you don't have that number, I put it out there on Facebook, but the number is 319-527-6756. And you can call in and talk with me about distractions that causes us to get out of alignment with God. Oh, praise God. But first, let's have a word of prayer. Praise God, because we want God's direction. And he tells us if we would acknowledge him in all of our ways and our doings, that he will direct us. So thanking God for direction on this Wednesday afternoon. So join me, if you will, in prayer. Most gracious Father, on today, here to thank you and magnify you, God, for who you are, for you're great and you're worthy of every one of my praises. And I give them to you, God, all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praises. They belong to you. And I thank you today in the name of Jesus. Ask for your guidance as I talk about distraction causes us to get out of alignment with you, God. Ask your blessings, God, and ask your encouragement, oh God, for those that have been distracted by the enemy, God, that he brought things into their lives that have just thrown them off, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and they don't know how to get back on, how to get service so that they can be back in alignment. Alignment, praise God. The distraction causes much damage. Oh, but God. Thank you, Lord. We know God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As I heard Bishop Green speaking on last night and talking about the interior decorator. And we know that the Holy Spirit is that interior decorator. It can help us to get back in alignment with you. And we praise your holy name. Guide us today. Lead us. Direct us. And we'll thank you in advance for it, God. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Lord. And amen and amen. Praise our God. For he is good and he's worthy of every one of our praises. And I would like to invite you to check out my website. Praise God. Check out the book that the Lord has blessed and encouraged me to write. Praise God. Go there and check it out for yourself. Praise God. And then while you're there, go out to up at the top. You can go to my YouTube channel, and I would love for you to go there and subscribe. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and check out the podcast that the Lord has given me to do. You can go right there and check. And then I would love for you to join us every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7:15 until. Join us on the prayer line as we pray. We come out of our gates each morning, out of our natural gates. We come out of them, praise God. And then we join one another on the road to prayer, on the prayer line. And you can join us there if you would like. The number is 240-591-0262. And then the code is 634-812. Join us in prayer as we pray for one another, as we pray for the sick, as we pray for the conditions of the world, our leaders. Oh, praise God, there is so much to pray for. And as scripture tells us, man ought to always pray and never, never faint. So it's not fainting time. Oh, but praise God, it is praying time. Praise God. And we can't never pray too much. We can't never to the Lord too much. Praise God. We can go in with him, have a conversation with him, tell him all about our troubles, tell him all about the distraction that's causing us or that has caused us to get out of alignment with him. Praise God. And then if you have a prayer request, praise God, and you can't join us online in the morning, but you can call 737-701-7621, and you can leave your request there, praise God. And that is Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry prayer line, and to leave requests for prayer. And we will come together as we do, like I say, Monday through Friday, praise God, and we'll pray for you. Thank God for what he is doing for us on the prayer line. He is blessing. He's healing. Praise God. God is delivering. And he is setting free. Praise God. On Friday, the Lord has given me a title for each day as I put out my devotionals on Facebook. And he's given me a title for each day. And so on Friday, praise God. Thank you, Lord. It's Miracle Friday. That's what the Lord gave me, Miracle Friday. And so as we were in prayer on Miracle Friday, a young man called to his mother because he was having so much pain in his back that he couldn't get up and walk. He had to crawl to her. And so she said, I'm going to have to get off because I'm going to have to take my son to the hospital. She said, but before I do, she said, praise God, I want you all to pray. And so we began to pray, and we prayed, praise God. And then we asked the young man, how do you feel now? And the young man said, well, something better. So we went on and we kept on praying, and we prayed. And then we asked him again, how you feel now? And he said, I'm feeling better. Praise God. And so we kept on praying. Praise God, until the young man got a breakthrough. Praise God. And the young man began to leap, started leaping. Praise God. From a crawl to a leap. Praise God for Miracle Friday. Thank the Lord for miracles. He's yet in the miracle working business. Yes, we are yet in this pandemic. And yes, we see so many things going on, so many people leaving here. But you know what? God is yet in control. He has not lost it. And he's yet working miracles, because that's the business that our God is in. He said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Praise God. So we'd just love for you to join us. I'm excited about the Lord and what he's doing in my life. Yes, some distractions. Woo! My God. But I'm praising God through the distraction. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's trying to pull me out of alignment with my God. Thank you, God. So I got to keep my focus. Got to try to stay in there and keep my focus with God. Because, you know, my ultimate goal is to get to heaven. And I pray, God, that that's your goal, too. So let's talk about this today. Praise God. Today is Recover All Wednesday. And we want to recover all. I know I do. What about you? Don't you want to recover and get back on that road and get it back in alignment with the Lord? Yes. Yes, a goal. That's a goal that we can accomplish as long as the blood is running warm in our veins. Distraction causes us to get out of alignment with God. Psalms, let me give you some scriptures to encourage you. Psalms 143 and 10. Psalms 1 and 2. Psalms 119 and 133. Proverbs 4 and 14. Micah 6 and 8. And this one really did encourage me, because he said, he has told me, oh man, what is good and what does, look over my misspelling there of does, what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God, with our God, to walk humbly. So God has given us how we are to stay in alignment with him. But we have so many distractions in our world that get in our life and distract us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Today, I want you to be encouraged that you don't have to stay the way that you are. If you've gotten out of alignment, God gave us an out. He gave us an out, and that is Jesus. Oh, praise God, that mediator between us and God. Thank you. We can go to him, and we can say, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord, for what I did. Praise God. We can repent. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Turn from that way, that wicked way, whatever that way is. We can turn from it, and we can get back. We can get back into alignment. What is pulling you out of alignment with God? When a car is out of alignment, it's out of line, there are some symptoms. Now, some of the symptoms when a car is out of line, it's uneven. or tire wear. The steering wheel being crooked when you are driving straight. Noisy steering, praise God, are pulling to the right or to the left. Now, this is when a car is and squeaking tires. This is when a car is out of alignment. I don't know if you've ever had a car that it was out of alignment, but I have. We've had a few cars that were out of alignment and needed to be put back into alignment because I wasn't pleased with how it was driving. Praise God. So I needed some help, and I needed to go to the mechanic, praise God, and ask him, thank you, but you can help me to get this car back into alignment. I had to pay for it, yes, pay some money. It's going to cost us something. It's going to cost, if we've gotten out of alignment with God, it's going to cost us. Oh, praise God. But are you willing to pay the price, praise God, to get back into alignment with the Lord? Or are you just happy being miserable? Praise God. Because you're not happy when you're out of alignment with the Lord. So let's just look at what it says about distraction. Distraction causes us to get out of alignment with God. A distraction, a thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. Full attention. What does God say? He said he would have no other gods before him. So love the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul, our mind, our strength, with everything that's within us to love the Lord. But distraction prevent, throw us off, keep us off if we let it, one thing after another. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The enemy, oh, praise God, he brings. I was saying that I know that God must have a mighty, mighty, mighty good blessing coming my way. Praise God. My honey passed away in June. Praise God. And then I got COVID. Praise God. And then the enemy started using my children, my grandchildren. Oh, praise God. So I said, I know that the Lord, thank you, got to have a mighty blessing for me. But those were the enemy was using. He'll get it. He don't care nothing about the things that happen. He just want to get in there and distract us if he can. Praise God. But we've got to keep our focus. God is the one that delivers us, that encourages us. So even though these situations have happened in my life, praise God, I'm still focused on what God can do. Yes, I've been hurt. I've been disappointed. Thank you, Lord. I'm having to adjust, make some adjustments in my life, but I'm yet encouraged in the Lord. I'm yet encouraged in the Lord. And that's what I want somebody. Thank you, Lord. If it's only one person that be encouraged, praise God, from this message on today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want you to be encouraged. Yes, you may be going through something. Praise God. You may think that you're at the end of your rope, at the end of your road, and don't look like there's a bridge. Oh, but God, hallelujah, he's that bridge over troubled waters. Hallelujah. The song says it. Praise God. So somebody had to write that song. They must have used that bridge, praise God, to get over the troubled waters. And I want to encourage you that God is that same God. He has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is the same. Praise God. So distraction causes us to get out of alignment with God. Praise God. If you're not in alignment, you're out of the flow. You know, when we're in alignment with God, things look like they just flow. They have them. It's a beautiful flow. It's an even flow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But things are more challenging when we're out of that flow. You feel confused and stuck. Don't we do that? Don't that happen to us? When we're out of alignment with God, we question everything. Amen. We're so confused. And you even hear people say, I'm confused. I'm stuck. Well, these are red flags. They're red flags to let us know. Thank you, God. We don't have to ask nobody else, am I out of alignment? They're red flags for us. Praise God. We can see ourselves that we are out of alignment with God. For us, that we've been distracted. And the enemy will use anything. He will use anything. Praise God. He's on his job. Yes, he's on his job. But we have to be on ours. So if you have any of these symptoms, you might have an alignment problem. And you want to be in alignment because that's the life you want to have, one that is aligned with God's word. Praise God. And that's our tune-up book. The word of God is our tune-up book. You know, cars have to get tune-up. Praise God. So this is our tune-up book. It's our alignment book. Praise God. That doesn't mean life is it's all butterflies and roses. But when you in alignment with your soul, even life's difficulties feel easier to manage. So it's easier. Yeah. You know, we just because we receive Christ in our lives, it don't mean that we're not going to have situations to come up. Don't mean that we're not going to have difficulties. I used to think that. I thought that once I received the Holy Spirit in my life to lead God and direct me, I thought I had finally arrived. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That like that 91 Psalm say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So I thought I finally arrived under the shadow of the Almighty, and nothing negative, nothing was going to come in my life now. That I had finally got into that safe place, praise God, and nothing was going to happen to me now. But that's not so. We yet go through, but we have that shield. We have that protector, and that's what God is. He's there with us to go through it with us. He helps us, praise God, to not faint, to not totally give up, to not quit. He's right there to help us. So I want to help you today. Just as he has encouraged me, I want to encourage you to hang on. Help is on the way. Help is here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's here. He's here. It's in his word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The enemy uses these things to pull us off track. And he, old Satan, is good at pulling us off. He has experienced it. So we, through the leading of the Holy Spirit and the tools God has given us to stay in alignment, God has given us, yes, the word of God is to encourage us how we can stay in alignment with him. And if we get off, we repent and get back on. Get back in there. Don't let him tell you that you've done so bad, or you're so bad that you can't get in alignment with God. You can't. You can't. And the tools God has given us, he gave us the Holy Spirit. He said, I'm going away, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going away, Jesus said, but I'm leaving somebody, praise God, that can help you. And that is the Holy Spirit. So through the leading, praise God, of the Holy Spirit and the tools that God has given us to stay in alignment. Number one is prayer. Woo-hoo-hoo! Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's given us prayer that we can talk to him. We can call him up early in the morning. We can call him up at noonday. We can call him up late at night. He's never busy, praise God. And you'll never get a busy signal. You'll never get his secretary. Oh, praise God. You will never, never get his voicemail. Oh, but you'll get him on the line. You'll get Jesus on the line. Praise God through prayer. Can see the angel. Oh, praise God. As they're going up and down Jacob's ladder, taking the request, thank you, Lord Jesus, and then bringing back the answer. But if you never ask, if you never knock, if you never seek, oh, praise God, then you won't get the answer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are looking for. And then reading God's word, thank you, Lord Jesus. It is such a comfort, such a peace. And reading God's word. Thank you, Lord. In there. It's in there. Just like with that spaghetti sauce. Praise God. It's in there. Whatever you need, it's in the word of God. Fasting. Sometimes we have to turn down those plates, as they used to say, and just get in the word and just take some time. For you and the Lord, meditate, meditating on his word, meditating in your mind, bringing your mind in so your mind can be transformed by the renewing, being renewed in your mind and in your spirit. Oh, praise God. To what God says, thank you, Lord, that those distractions, they'll leave, praise God, because you're back in alignment with the Lord. And then he tells us to dress in the full armor of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and the armor of God. And you, that we use all of these to remain in alignment with God. And finally, Psalms 37 and 4. And I just love this one. He said, delight yourself in the Lord, praise God, and he will give you the desire of your heart. Do you have a desire to stay in alignment with the Lord? Praise God. Well, we pray for you, amen, that you stay in alignment. And if you've gotten out of it, repent. Praise God. And get back in alignment with God. And then watch God. Watch him work. Praise God. And then the tools that I've given you today to stay in alignment with the Lord. Well, until the next time, right here on Block Talk Radio, this is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying, be encouraged and don't allow the distraction to pull you out of line with God. Bye-bye now. Oh, and praise God. Amen and amen.